was your date last night?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Ah! Wiped out, sorry.
Okay, really good. Anyway, I gotta go. I'm late for work.
What? You're gonna leave this person with me?
No, hey, don't worry. She's a terrific girl. And hey, listen. You do me a favor, when she comes out, could you just mention that I'm not looking for a serious relationship? That'd be great.
What? Are you kidding?
Just casually slip it in, you know? Lay the groundwork. Tell her I'm a loner. No, an outlaw. She doesn't want to get mixed up with the likes of me.
You know what? That's a lot to remember. Can't I just tell her that you're a pig?
Hey, I'm going to call her later myself. Honest. But come on. Chandler used to do it. He'd even make the girl pancakes. Plus, he'd make extras and leave them for me.
Well, forget it. I'm not telling that girl anything. That is not my responsibility.
Fine. Now, where'd we land on those pancakes?
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry about that, but I didn't get that lock to work on the door.
Yeah, Joey kind of disabled it when I moved in.
You must be Rachel. I'm Erin.
Hi.
Hi. I don't mean this to sound like high school, but... did he say anything about me?
Would you like some pancakes?
So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day,
why are we here?
Okay, take a guess.
The hot chicks?
Okay, I was typing names into the library computer earlier, you know, for fun. And I typed mine in, and guess what came up? My doctoral dissertation. It's here. Yeah, right, it's right down here in the biggest library in the university.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, there's also a book here by a woman named Wendy Vagina. What is that?
Sounds like two people are really enjoying the Dewey Decimal System.
I'm so sorry.
You didn't bring me here to do that, did you?
She sent the chicken back again?
She said it's too dry now, and she wants to come back here and explain to you exactly how she wants it.
Hmm. Well, fine. I'd like to meet this chicken expert. Send the colonel in. Oh, my God! Lucky bastard. Janice!
How are you, Miss... hotshot chef at the big fancy restaurant with the best chicken ever.
I'm fine.
Oh, what is that on your finger? I'm blind. So, who's the lucky guy?
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, sweetie. Are you okay? You didn't tell her we're getting married, did you?
Well, she saw the ring.
Did she freak out?
Well, she was shocked when I told her, but then again, so were most people.
Right.
Well, she actually has a boyfriend, you know, herself. Name's Clark. She also kind of invited herself to our wedding. Clark, too.
You said no, right?
Huh?
You said no, right?
Well, she cornered me. She asked me if the wedding was in town. I mean, what was I supposed to do?
Lie! How hard is that? Your check's in the mail. Oh, your baby is so cute. I can't wait to read your book, Ross.
Come on, so she comes to the wedding. Maybe it won't be so bad.
What, do you think she's just going to sit there quietly?
You don't think she's going to want to make a toast? You don't think she's going to want to grab the microphone and sing Part-Time Lover?
Oh, my God, she's not going to like the chicken that night either, is she?
You know what? It's going to be okay. You know what? She's probably not going to even want to come.
Really?
No, that was a lie. See how easy that was?
So you would have just lied?
Yes.
Would it really been that easy?
Yes.
Good. So do it Saturday night, because we're going to dinner with her and Clark.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, who's your friend? Hey.
Hey, Joey.
Aaron. Still here.
We ended up spending the day together and had such a great time.
Why wouldn't you? Aaron is great. And then there's you guys.
Well, listen. I better get going. Today was great, thanks.
No.
Okay. And Joey. Last night was fun.
Yeah. I'll call you.
Oh, and I'll call you too.
Or I'll call you.
And call me.
Okay, good to see you again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, system kind of broke down, huh?
Oh, Joey, I'm sorry. I just couldn't tell her all those things you wanted me to tell her. And, you know, we got to talking, and we want you to marry her.
What?
She is so amazing. You have no idea.
No idea? Who do you think brought her here?
Cupid. Joey, she's so cool. She speaks four languages.
Man, do you know what guys want?
Joey, come on, she's so perfect for you. I mean, she's sweet, she likes baseball, and she had two beers at lunch.
My beers? Look, you guys, she's a very nice girl, okay? We had a good time. But I don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah, but you always say that. Yeah, maybe if you gave this girl a chance, it would go somewhere.
Look, I'm sorry, you guys. I just don't think so.
Whatever. Fine.
Hey, don't start judging me. Huh? You're the one who's in love with her assistant. Huh? And you're the one who's having the affair with the guy who keeps the pigeons on the roof.
The secret affair.
People are doing it in front of my book.
I'm sorry?
My doctoral dissertation is in the library at school. I went to see it, and there were students making babies right in the middle of the paleontology section.
Oh, my God. Did you get to see anything good?
Let me ask you something. At your school, was there a place on campus where students went to fool around?
Yeah, there was. They were in the corner of the library where all these dusty books were that nobody ever read. Yes, there was.
Great, because people kept showing up. I think it's like a thing.
Now, hold on a second. Fifth floor against that back wall.
Oh, for crying out loud!
All right, so we should go catch our movie.
Well, now, what's the rush?
I'd like to see the previews. The candy.
Oh, hey. Well, look who's here.
Hey,
hey,
Joey.
Aaron.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. Well, we were just about to take off and see a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Oh, Phoebe. We forgot that party we have to go to.
Oh, no.
What party?
A birthday party.
Oh, whose birthday party?
Allison's birthday party.
Oh. And how old is Allison?
32.
Wait a minute. Why didn't you guys do something?
Look how that worked out.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm a professor here. Do you know the paleontology section, fifth floor, stack 437?
Well, yes. Just give me 5 minutes. I just have to find someone to cover my shift.
No, no, no!
speak to someone in charge, please?
How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering, is it possible to increase security in the paleontology section? See, I wrote a book that's up there, and instead of reading it, people are rolling around in front of it.
We are aware of the problem you're referring to. But as far as increasing security, I'm afraid the library is very understaffed. I can't help you.
Well, fine. If I'm the only person with any appreciation of the sanctity of the written word, then I'll go up there and defend it myself. And don't you follow me.